Good morning, everybody. It's 8:37 on WML, where Washington comes to talk. And, of course, it's time to talk some football. Brian and Larry in the house, and joining us here in studio, as he sometimes does, Trevor Maddich. Our WMAL Redskins analyst, Comcast Sportsnet, 12-time Emmy Award-winning elite long snapper.
There you go.
You have that. You got to put that. Takes a big card to put all that on.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah, I can't do it all. It's good to have you, Trevor. Okay, so we had the game on Friday, and by all accounts, the Jets really stunk up the place. But how did the Redskins look?
Much better. And you're right. The Jets stunk up the place. And wasn't it interesting? And it almost seemed weird to me that the other team gave gifts to the Redskins in terms of turnovers and penalties and things like that. It just happened over and over again, and I just remember shaking my head at the TV thinking, those poor Jets, I know what you're going through.
Right?
Either way,
there.
Though, the Redskins were better. They hit better. They were more active on defense. The running game was better. The blocking on the edges was better. And so I see this as that improvement from preseason game 1-2 that the fans were looking for.
So when you say they did better from the Redskins the week before against the Falcons, and clearly they did better than the Jets. But did they have the first stringers in? Did they have, you know, what we're going to see on opening day when the real season starts?
No. The starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins, was a healthy scratch. So were the two top receivers, Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. Jordan Reed, the tight end, missed his second straight preseason game with a thumb issue. Left tackle Trent Williams still is nursing a sore knee, so he hasn't played in a game yet in the preseason. So there were a lot of guys, some of them with tweaked injuries, some of them healthy scratches, the most surprising being the starting quarterback, Cousins, that did not play in this game.
Yeah.
No, but why did they – I mean, it seemed like he'd want to take a few snaps.
You know, I would like to hear the explanation of that. I haven't heard one yet that I really like, because training camp has less contact this year than it ever has because of the collective bargaining agreement that limits contact so players don't get worn out and have problems later in life. The thing is, though, you've got to have full live contact in those preseason games to make up for it so that you not only have the physical training of taking the blows and having to get back up and play, but also the timing, because when you're running around in shorts and shoulder pads, you're going as fast as you can in practice, but I'm sorry, the timing is different and the urgency is different. And just a few plays like that, I think, would be helpful. Keep in mind now, two preseason games into it, the starting quarterback has only thrown five passes in preseason games.
Geez, that's a little terrifying. All right, so if I can look a little bit beyond these preseason games, the first four games are the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Giants, and then the Browns, who have that up-and-coming quarterback, Robert Griffin III.
Why can't we get a guy like that around here?
I mean, do you feel like this team is setting themselves up to be able – setting aside the Browns for a minute. Steelers, Cowboys, Giants – is a hell of a way for the Redskins to start the season.
Yeah, that's really tough. And I think they could go 1-2 or even 2-1 in that stretch and still have a great season. I mean, but if they go 1-2 there, they still have a chance to go on and win the division and do great things. You're right. The beginning of the season might establish that the Redskins are for real as a playoff contender and even to run deep into the playoffs if they win those games. But as long as they win one of them, at least one of them, it won't say that the Redskins are not ready to go. That's how tough it is. If they lose them all, look out.
Yeah. Okay, so every time you go through a new season, there's always some guy that comes along and you go, wow, didn't expect that. An outstanding performance, a standout performance. Anybody that's striking the coaches as being really exceptional this time around?
There are a couple. One of them is Martrell Spate, linebacker out of Arkansas. He was drafted last year. And did very well on special teams, but he's the kind of a guy that really needs to play with his mind because he's not physically dominant, and yet he does, meaning that he learns what the offense is doing. Mm. He sees it, recognizes it, and attacks it, so he plays faster than he runs on the track, and he's had a phenomenal camp and two very good preseason games.
Hmm. Trevor, a big part of the preseason is not just letting the players sort of get their feet under them and everything, but it's also for the coaching staff and everybody to sort of work through how they're going to go through the season and work on some of the new things that they want to execute. Have we seen anything from Jay Gruden that's different from last year's philosophy, specifically offensively?
Not yet, and they won't show much different in this preseason, but what he's seeing now is a chance for him to work with Kirk Cousins. It's been focused on RG3. He was brought in, Jay Gruden, to resurrect the career of RG3. And so he was focused mostly on RG3 to learn.
Right up until the last game of the preseason, right?
And unexpectedly, Kirk Cousins was named the starter for the beginning of the season. That was the end of RG3. So Cousins did not get first-team reps for the offseason OTAs and training camp. And then all of a sudden, bam, he's first team. Now the coaching staff is shifting their focus to Cousins. That means they're learning the nuances of what he likes, what he doesn't, what he can do best, what he can't do best. And that shifts as defenses learn the same things and they change how they play him. Now the offensive coaches need to adjust to that. Well, now they've got a full year of knowing Cousins. And Cousins telling them what he wants. And so I think we will see some minor adjustments. And I think a lot of those adjustments will just be on the quick passing game because Cousins' anticipation is phenomenal. So they'll be able to trust him to anticipate a route, get the ball out earlier than RG3 would ever do because RG3 had to see the route come open before he'd throw it.
Okay, so as you have now gone through a couple of these preseason games, optimistic?
Very optimistic.
Yeah.
There are still holes that need to be addressed. The running game was better against the Jets than it was against Atlanta a week ago. But they still need to improve the blocking. And they still need to identify their bell cow running back. And now with Matt Jones injured, that could be an interesting problem. They might be bringing in some veterans now off of other teams' cuts or maybe even off the street to see what happens if they're not sure he can be healthy.
Anybody jump to mind in that regard?
Well, Pierre Thomas is a guy they brought in last year. He knows the system. He's on the street right now. He's not the long-term future. I think they'll give Robert Kelly, the undrafted rookie free agent from Tulane, a lot of reps now next week to see if he could be the guy because he has looked pretty good when there have been holes there.
That's going to be one of my late-round picks in my fantasy football league. I think that he has a chance.
I think that's a great call. And Keith Marshall, 220 pounds, runs a 4.340, seventh round draft choice out of Georgia, has disappointed me in the preseason. I thought he would do better.
Wow.
They gave him lots of opportunities last week, and he wasn't able to find holes. There were holes there, but he ran into blockers instead of finding those holes.
So far, Trevor Maddich, this preseason, going into the opening day, September 12th, to coin a phrase,
you like that? You like that?
So far, so good. Remember,
you
it's
like
all relative.
All
right. I am a 10 on a scale of 1 to 42. The Redskins need to be compared really to everybody else in the league, and other teams in the league are having the same problems the Redskins are, except even worse.
Yeah.
Look at the Jets last week.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
That's a beautiful thing, is that you can always look at the Jets.
That's right.
So we could always be the Jets.
That's right.
It could
least,
be worse.
At least
we're not
the Jets. All right, Trevor Maddich, thank you very much. Good to
Thanks,
have
guys.
You in.